Hey, super short intro here. You're listening to the Ben Uyama podcast, where we talk about personal growth for men, becoming godly men, and my personal favorite, mastering our sex drive through beating porn addiction and finding a wife. I'm also married. Guys, I've got a bunch of kids, and my professional line of work has been consulting men with sexual addiction for many years now. So let's get started.
Hey guys, this video is how I quit porn in one day. I went from being an addict to porn and masturbation, even, you know, decades into the habit, and also even being married in a relationship and having all the shame and guilt wrapped up in that. And it is so uncommon for someone to understand. Oh, let's back up a bit. Everyone that has ever quit porn, at some point they just stopped. In other words, they just stopped in one day. So why can't that be you? And so when I say that you can quit porn today, and the last time that you ever acted out was the last time ever, when I say you can quit in one day, I want you to pause and listen to your internal dialogue. What's going on through your mind? And usually when I say this to men, you can quit today, one of the first things they say is, well, I can't quit today because it'll take time for me to quit this addiction. And I say, okay, well, why does it take time? And they say, well, because it took a long time to develop this habit as a dependency, and therefore it's going to take a long time to quit, right? And I was like, okay, why? I was like, well, because I need to heal. I need to heal, and it'll take time to heal. And I said, okay, well, why don't you heal and also quit porn at the same time? Why do you need to keep a behavior of porn and masturbation while you heal? You're conflating two things, and you don't need the porn in order to heal. The healing doesn't require porn. See? And so, and I say this off the back of many, many years of helping men beat porn addiction, actually go through this process. I have nothing to sell you, don't worry. No coaching, nothing like that. So it's very, very rare for someone to have the exact mental process that I have, the exact thoughts I had on the day that I quit, and I'm going to download them to you to give you hope, but also to help you know that it's possible and to give you a real story, all right? So the exact process was a three-part process, three kind of realizations that I had, and decisions. It was more decisions, just intentional, like I'm deciding this. The first decision was that I read a book that I'm going to tell you at the end of this video because I don't want you to get distracted by that right now. I read a book, and part of the process of reading this book helped me to ask myself this question, which is, what are the benefits that I'm getting from porn and masturbation? Because I never thought about that. When it comes down to it, the reason you act out is because there's some benefit, a fleeting, superficial, short-term benefit of acting out that you're holding on to, that I was holding on to. And so I was asking myself, okay, what's the actual benefit? Let me make a pros and cons list, right? Because I'm smart like that. Make a pros and cons list for this porn habit I have, addiction. And then, and so I was like, okay, well, cons, those are kind of easy. It's like, well, I don't like how I feel. It conflicts with my faith and my values. I feel shitty. I feel shameful. And a big one for me is like, I don't like this because even if it's occasional, even if it's once a month, every few months, very occasional, I still am being self-centered with my sexuality, my sex drive, and I'm not giving that to my wife. I'm literally using my sexual energy for myself and wasting it on, you know, porn and masturbating. And I'm not able to be selfish to my wife. And as long as this is, I remember thinking this, as long as this habit is in my life, I'm not ever able to fully love my wife, period. I'm not able to fully love her, and that's who I want to be. And if you're single and you're not married, you're not able to fully love your future wife, your future spouse. And when I realized that, I was like, okay, that's a big con. That's a massive drawback for this that I don't like. And I go to the pros side of my piece of paper. It's like, what are the benefits that I'm gaining from porn? And this was a little nuanced and hard because they're very subtle. And we don't, you know, consciously go around thinking about the benefits because it's kind of like a very subconscious pull that we gravitate towards this to kind of soothe something in us. And so the pros were, okay, number one, it relaxes me, okay? And number two, it's stress relief. Okay, so this is interesting. And so logically, I was thinking to myself, are those actually benefits? Because if I think about it, it's basically like a cocaine addict saying, you know what, I do cocaine and crack and heroin because it relaxes me in stress relief. Therefore, it's a good thing. But in my brain, I was making these justifications subconsciously, very subconsciously, like, oh, it's stress relief. That was the biggest one for me, is when I was really stressed, especially with work or relationship with my wife. We were like, you know, having conflict in our marriage. I would go to porn and it was like, oh, this is really good. Subconsciously, I was like, this is helpful. But then I really broke it down and I was like, holy shit, like, it's actually not stress relief, because guess what? I'm more stressed out than ever. And when I realized that, I looked at my life over the past few years, especially over the time of engaging with porn, and I was like, I'm more stressed out now than ever before. And I realized something, is that the porn itself was making me more stressed. Interesting. Why? Because what happens when you're stressed is everyone needs a way to come back. When our stress levels are spiking, our hormones are spiking, we need a way to come back down to base level. And there are natural ways and there are supernatural, unnatural, abnormal ways to go back to base level. And what I was doing, what you're doing through porn, is when you're stressed and you're spiking in loneliness and boredom and anxiety or whatever the thing is you're trying to deal with, and then you use porn, a super normal form, a super normal hyperactive escapism behavior to go back to base level, is what you're doing is that you are developing a dependency on that, so you don't know how to deal with stress. And so what a normal, natural way of dealing stress with kind of looks like this. It's kind of like a natural, like, you kind of experience some stress and then you kind of de-stress and you have some stress in your life. But what you're doing with porn or any drug for that matter is that you're stressed, you're not stressed, stressed, not stressed, stressed, because you can go 100 miles an hour stressed out of your mind with work, with relationship, whatever, and then you go to porn and then you instantly like, you're cool. It's exactly what a drug does. And so what I was doing is I was making the peaks higher and the valleys lower. And so I was becoming like this. My stress cycle was looking like this rather than a more natural form of stress. Because stress at the end of the day is a helpful thing. It's a helpful thing that keeps us alive as humans, right? It's not bad. It's not evil. It's just how we deal with it that can be destructive. So I realized that and I was like, God, Jesus, I couldn't believe it. I was like, I'm making myself more stressed. And so what happened is, like, light bulb moment, porn adds no benefit, because I just cornered this little monster in my brain that was telling me that porn is stress relief. I cornered it in the boxing ring and I was like, actually, there's no benefit. There's zero. Zero. And so then I was like, all right, I just need to learn how to deal with my stress in a productive way, all right? And so that was the day. That was the first impetus for change in that one day, okay? So whatever you think you need porn to deal with, because you're lonely, because you have a sex drive that you can't control, because you're stressed, doesn't matter. It's all BS. It's all BS. It doesn't matter. It's not a real benefit. It's a fleeting benefit. It's a short-term benefit, yes. But look at your life for the years that this has been part of your life. Do you feel more stress or less stress because of porn? Do you feel more lonely or less lonely because of porn? Do you feel more sexually aroused or less sexually aroused? Probably more, actually, because of the nature of the content of porn, but also because you're dealing with your sex drive in such a supernormal way where it's spiking like this. Instead of a more natural way of dealing with sex drive as God has given to us to be used in a relationship with a wife, right? So the second part of realizations that changed my beliefs about and broke me free in one day was because I understood there's no benefit, then the emphasis on why I was quitting porn became more about healing something in me. I became motivated for myself, which sounds selfish, but it's not. It's like, I was like, I don't like being someone that's stressed. I don't like being someone that uses my sexual energy for myself and not for my wife. I don't like being this person. I'm going to change for me. Because until now, it's always been for somebody else, either for my wife, my future wife, or my future self, which is a very insidious trap that most men fall into, is some hypothetical what-if scenario. It's like, oh, I'm going to quit porn because I don't want to be an addict in the future. I don't want this to affect my future marriage or my future children. Where in reality, it's probably already affected your present reality more than you think. And I just realized that, and I was like, holy crap, this is affecting me now. It's not affecting me in the future. Because as long as it's about some future event, some milestone that you're placing in front of you, you're never going to quit. Why? Because you're always going to make the when it really counts, when you really have to decide between, do you open the browser or not? Do you even check out that very, you know, borderline sexual stuff on Instagram or YouTube or whatever? That's where it counts. That's where you have to make decision. But if you're always thinking about some future hypothetical thing, you're not going to have the grit or motivation to actually change and do something about it, because it's not real for you yet. It's not real for you in the future. The future doesn't exist yet. It doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is right now. The only thing that exists is how porn and masturbation have been affecting you and your mind and your psychology and your brain and your body right now and your relationships right now. That's it. And so my shift started not being about my wife. It's like, oh, I want to change for my wife, which is great and normal, and every man should do that, yes. But it's not primary. It's not primary. Your primary needs to be, because I hate being this piece of shit that I am. That's what it was for me. It's like, I looked in the mirror and I was like, I hate being me. And I can either live in self-pity and shame, hate myself and loathe all the time, or I can be like, I hate being me and I want to change. I hate this part of me. Let's rephrase that. I hate this part of me that doesn't have integrity. I hate this part of me. And I want it to be someone else. And this is the third part, all right, that broke the camel's back, so to speak, or whatever, is the third part of my realizations was I needed something to strive for. Instead of stop being something or stop watching porn or stop being a piece of shit or whatever I believe I was, it was like, I want to strive for something. I want to live for something. I want to make a North Star that is so enticing and so exciting for me that it's something I want to live for. I want to fight for. To make something positive in my life that I'm living for. And that was, I wanted to be somebody that used 100% of my sexual energy, my drive, for my wife. That's it. And what that means for me is I'm not somebody that goes around checking out other women. I'm not somebody that's remotely, this was in my mind. It's like, this is who I want to be. I want to be someone that's not remotely aroused or attracted to other women at all, online or in person. I want to be someone that is solely devoted to my wife and obsessively in love with her. And every time we're separated or apart, I can only think about her. I want to be her centric. I want to be her sexual, my wife sexual. If that's a thing, I just made that up. I want to be wife sexual. And that's been the journey, is every day, especially from that day on, which is years, I would say 5, 6, 7 years ago now. Every day from now on, I'm going to make the focus of my attention. How do I stop using porn to deal with emotions like stress primarily? And instead use my energy, stop using that energy for survival, right? But use it for creating something new and something beautiful and something that I've never experienced and most men have never experienced, which is a relationship that is truly for my wife, right? And so I can confidently, honestly say that I don't feel any sort of attraction to other women. I don't. And it's hard to believe, especially if you've been battling porn or, you know, social media, Instagram addiction for a while. It's hard to believe that you can actually be completely focused and not distracted by other women. And it is possible. It's 100% possible. I will say that it's like I don't notice, you know, it's not that I don't notice women or whatever. But let me say this. When I do see an attractive woman in life, wherever, in person or online, I don't spend any time online, by the way, my first thought is, man, I miss my wife. Yeah. Yeah, I can proudly say that. My first thought is, man, I miss my wife. I miss my wife. It's kind of like if you're, you know, if you're out and about, like at a cafe or something, and you see a really delicious cake, right, that someone else is eating, just delicious cake, and you're like, oh, this looks so good. You know, you're either going to obsess about eating that person's cake, or it's going to remind you of the beautiful, more delicious cake you have at home, right? And I hope that's the kind of experience that you have, is that when you see beauty, like the beauty that God made women to be, you don't think, oh, I'm a piece of garbage, oh, whatever. You just think, man, I'm so excited to be with my wife, with your future wife or current wife. I'm so excited to be with her. I'm so excited to give my energy to her. And that's a process of just practicing that day by day. Every day you wake up, and every day before you go to sleep, you say, tomorrow is going to be the day where I am this. I'm going to be this. I'm going to feel this way. And you just do enough days like that in a row to the point where you're just not a porn addict anymore. You understand? You just keep stringing together great days, one after the other, until you have a whole week of great days. And if you can have a whole week of great days of no porn, you can go a whole month, right? Why not? Here's the thing. If you can go a whole month without porn, you can go a whole lifetime without porn. Because if you can go a whole month, you can go a whole year, right? If you can go a whole year, you can go 10 years. Why not? Of course you can. If you can go 10 years, you can spend your entire life without porn, masturbation, social media, any of that stuff. Why not? Because if you can quit porn for one day, you can quit porn for a lifetime. Because it only takes one day to change everything around. So if you dig this, guys, and you want to get more deep into your root cause, I want to introduce you to a few things. The book I mentioned earlier, which I promised I'd tell you about, that changed my beliefs about porn, is called The Easy Peasy Method. You can get a, actually think there's a really cool, you can get a free copy for you guys, I'll give to you. Actually, the best way for you to get that is in my course, which is totally free, by the way. I have nothing to sell. You have no upsells, nothing like that. I'm making freely available for y'all because I don't have enough time to work one-on-one with people, and I got a lot of requests for some kind of program, right? And so I have a 30-day program that I put together that I'm giving to you guys totally for free. You can check it out at benuyama.com. And part of that program is to actually get this book, Easy Peasy Method, and I can give that to you guys for free. So check it out, benuyama.com. You can get the Easy Peasy Method. And also, if you want to block porn completely in all your on all your devices and really get serious about this, I mean, literally, you can just block porn. I recommend it. You can, the most well-known one is Covenant Eyes, and you can get that. I have a coupon code, actually. It's Ben, B-E-N, and you can get 30 days for free with that code. You can quit anytime, or you can cancel Covenant Eyes anytime. It doesn't have to charge you, but I do think for 30 days, for the next 30 days, do my program. It's a 30-day daily course, just one video a day, just one video, and I have activities in there for you guys to kind of go deeply into your specific root causes. Get Covenant Eyes for 30 days and read the book Easy Peasy Method, and that's it. It takes one day to quit. If you can do it for a month, you're unstoppable, all right? Just want to give you guys some love, some hope, and some excitement in life. See you later. See you in the next video.
Hey, just wanted to let you know I'm making my 30-day program free for everyone that wants to quit porn and masturbation and have sexual integrity. Check it out at benuyama.com. It's totally free for you guys. You get videos every day. You get content just like this, but a more in-depth step-by-step process on quitting porn. So check it out if you want to get serious about this stuff. Go to benuyama.com. It's totally free for you guys. All right, see ya.